Greetings, friends. We are continuing our previous Shir B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Min Amigu D'Havei Dofen Linyan Sukkah. It's also a Dofen Linyan Shabbos. We were discussing Shitas HaRosh, Shitas HaRan in the previous Shir. We saw Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. We had asked why the Rif did not paskin this din of Amigu D'Havei Dofen Linyan Sukkah. It's also a dofen, l'inyan Shabbos. Miyu d'havei dofen l'inyan Sukkah. It's also a dofen l'inyan Shabbos. Why did the Rif not paskin this? And the Ra and the Rush says, because you require Tzuras HaPesach. Since you require Tzuras HaPesach, as the Gemara says, according to one opinion, and it's not enough that it should have a dofen. It's just a tefach. It also needs a tzuras ha-pesach. So you have three walls. You have three walls. Two walls and the third is a tzuras ha-pesach. So it's a good wall d'oraisa, so you don't need to come onto the migu. Migu d'habi dofen linyan sukkah is also dofen linyan Shabbos. It's beseder even without a migu. So that's all the what the Rush says. How the Rush explains the hashmat of the Rif. The reason you need this halacha is because since we hold that the third wall is needs a tzuras ha-pesach, mele midarais, it's fine, and you don't need the migu. It's a wall le'inyan Shabbos as well, not because of the migu, but independently. So the Ran asks, since we conclude that you need a tzuras ha-pesach, why is there any migu necessary in the Gemara? It's a good dofen linyan Shabbos. And he writes that there are cases where it's going to be a good wall for Sukkah, not a good wall for linyan Shabbos, and for that you need a migu. And that's what we discussed in the previous shir. The third wall is longer than the wall that opposite it, the eastern wall, is longer. So by Shabbos it's no good, but by Sukkah it is good. That was what we saw in the previous shir. And the Ran writes, "Behemshech Dvarav, that midrabbanan vaday pshita, the lo sagi below migo. The midrabbanan, you need the migo. Midaraisa, you don't need the migo. Why don't you need the migo daraisa? You don't need the migu d'oraisa because it's a good wall independently in linyan Shabbos. You don't need the migu that it's a good wall in Sukkot as a tzuras ha-pesach. You have three walls d'oraisa, that's a good it's good for Shabbos. So when do you need the migu? You need the migu while it's the rabbanon. The rabbanon, you need a migu that the rabbanon for Shabbos you need a fourth wall or a lechi, or a kor, or something. But since it's good linyan Sukkah, it's also good linyan Shabbos. Dalo Sagi writes, Ela b'dof revis, o pas arba b'chotzer, o lechi, o kor, b'mavui, k'disa b'erivin. So we either need a fourth wall, or a board that's four tvachim, in a chotzer, or a lechi, or a kor, in a mavui, like it says in Erivin. In other words, yes, it's true, d'oraisa, you don't need the migu. Since you have a tzuras ha-pesach mikol makom, midrabbanan, that we require arba mechitzas, b'vadai we require a migu to be matir tiltul b'shabbos. So, l'fizeh came for the kasha, according to the Rush. How did the Rush explain that shmatas harif? Why did the Rif omit this memra of migu davi dofenin, sogu dofenin, and Shabbos? Because we require a tzuras ha-pesach, and since we require a tzuras ha-pesach, it's pashut that it works for Shabbos. Yeah, but that's only d'oraisa. You need the migu for the d'rabbanan. So how are we going to understand this Rush, who says that the migu is not necessary? It is for a d'rabbanan. It's necessary. L'chora. we could possibly say B'das HaRosh. The Bemsi holds that Midirabbanan, that we require Arba Mechitzas L'Shabbos, Shuvlo Shaykh Klal Lahatir Al Yidei Migo. That he holds that Midirabbanan, that we require four walls for Shabbos, Migo doesn't work. This Migo da Avidofen in Sukkah, Avidofen in Shabbos doesn't work. Because Be'emes, Zeh Gufa, that Migo is effective, needs your explanation. When you have this Sukkah wall, how does it work for Shabbos? It's true that Al Yidei the Migo, it's a Dofen l'Shabbos, but Soif Soif Ein Kan Mechitza Revius. U'may Yoel B'Zeh Migo. You don't have a fourth wall. So how's the Migo going to help? Umemela, we could say that that's the opinion of the Rosh. And therefore the whole discussion is only Din Torah. And the Maskana that we required Tzuris HaPesach, the Rif was Mashmit, the Rif omitted it. Because the Rabbanani can't work, because you don't have an Arba Mechitza Revius. But it's clear that that's not true. And it's Pashat that even according to the Rosh, if it's a good Mechitza Linyan Sukkah, you're allowed to be Metal to their Linyan Shabbos, even Midirabbanan. Even Midirabbanan. Because look in the Piske, Kitzur Piske Arosh, in Simit Zayin, there he says, Sukkah, that's two Kehochasan, Shlishis Tefach, you're allowed to be Metaltel Afilu B'Shabbos. B'chaim Pasek Atur Lehejiyah B'Simit Afresh Lamed. So you see that even Midirabbanan, if it's valid for Sukkah, it's also considered valid for Shabbos, even Midrabbanan. That's what it says in Kitzur Piskei HaRosh. That's what the Torah says. And if the Rosh asserted, if you have two, that's Kehochasan and three at Tefach. So how's the Sur, the Torah, in his Kitzur Psakim, how's the Rosh didn't write Kitzur Piskei HaRosh. So how does the Torah say that his father was Matir? He should have been Maskir that he answered. And if you look in the Lashon HaRosh, you'll see Bidvarav, Lehedya, the Mahani Gan Midrabbanan. But even Midrabbanan, if it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's a good wall for Shabbos. And that's where the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh gets it from what the Rosh writes explicitly. Because he writes when the B'tamashmatas HaRiv, he writes B'tamashmatas HaRiv, because he paskins that he required Tzuris HaPesach. And it's a Mils D'Pshita, since the three walls, that we say Migu, that he requires a Tzuris HaPesach in order for it to be a good Sukkah. And it's a Mils D'Pshita, it's a Davar Pashut, that since there are three walls, we say Migu, that Migu Linyan Sukkah, it's also a wall Linyan Shabbos. So, what is going on over here? He says that we say Migu. What does it mean, Migu? He's explaining why the Rif omitted the Migu. So why does the Rosh go out and say that we say Migu? So Lechora, what he wants to say is that since we require Tzuris HaPesach, it's effective independently, Linyan Shabbos. And we don't require a Migu, like the Ran noted. So why does he say that we require a Migu? Very tamur. So Harav Kunzel's Shlita explains as follows. That what the Rosh is trying to say is that this Mutter even Midrabbanan. And for that you need a Migu. Because what about the fourth wall? So you're right, the three walls are good Linyan Shabbos. But where are you going to get the fourth wall from, Linyan Shabbos? So for that you have a Migu, that since it's a good wall, Linyan Sukkah, it's also a good wall, Linyan Shabbos. So you see that the Migu is effective even for Tiltel Derabbanan, V'hein hein divrei HaTor. And that's exactly what the Torah is saying. That since it's a wall, Linyan Sukkah, it's also a wall, Linyan Shabbos. So again, you have the tour saying that it's enough to have two walls in the third of Tefach with the Tzuras HaPesach. You have the same thing in the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh written by the tour, and it's obviously based on the Rosh, and it really comes out that way from the Rosh, because the Rosh says you need to come onto the Migu. Why do you need a Migu if it's a Dofen Linyan Sukkah, it's Dofen Linyan Shabbos, if it's Tzuras HaPesach, it's fine Linyan Shabbos independently, you don't need to come onto the Migu. And the Teretz is, you need the Migu for the Derabbanan, because where are you going to get the fourth wall from on Shabbos? For that, you need the Migu. Migu, it's a Sukkah, the Dofen Linyan Sukkah, it's also a Dofen Linyan Shabbos. Even Midrabbanan, even though a Shabbos wall, it's not good Midar, right? Midrabbanan. Since a good wall in Yin Sukkot is a good wall in Yin Shabbos. When we talk Divrei HaRosh, we can learn that he doesn't hold like the Ran. The Ran holds that it's Pashut, that for the Heter Tilta Derabbanan you require a Migu. And therefore, we have a kasha on the Rosh. If you need a migu, like we said before, then how can the Rosh explain that the Rif omitted this din of Rava because the migu is not necessary, because you needed Tzuras HaPesach? Excuse me. Even though you needed Tzuras HaPesach, that's only good lenient Shabbos when it comes to a Deoraisa level. But on a Dirabban level, you still need to come on to the Migu. So where did our Migu go? We need our Migu still. So how can the Rosh say that the Rif omitted it because no Migu is necessary? A Migu is necessary and necessary. Why is the Migu necessary? For the Din Dirabbanan. That it only has three walls. Dirabbanan, it needs four. So this, the fact that it's a wall, Linyan Sukkah, this is a Sukkah. The Sukkah is good walls, Linyan Sukkah. It's also considered good Linyan Shabbos, even on a Dirabbanan level. But midivrei Rosh, it's mavur that in a chinami ze pshita shetzichin migu for such a case. You do need the migu, but the Rif omitted this memra because it's a milsa de pshita that since the three mechitzos that we say the migu. That's the yisod gadol. Again, I'm going to repeat it. That it's a milsa de pshita. It's a simple fact that since the Rosh is holding that since we require three good mechitzos, two in the third of Tzuras HaPesach, that we say the migu. So it's true you need the migu, but you don't need the chiddush of Rava for that. It's a milsa de pshita that we say this migu, and that's why the Rif omitted it. We have to understand why. Since the Rabbanan required four mechitzos, it's true that we can say that there's a migu, but it's not a milsa de pshita. And just like Rava had to tell us that we require a migu for the third wall d'oraisa, at the third wall, if it isn't good, if the third wall isn't good, then you need a migu. If it isn't good for Shabbos, you need a migu that it's dofen linyan sukkah, it's dofen linyan Shabbos. So too, linyan dofen dala d'rabbanan. With respect to the fourth wall, you also need a migu. And here we're lacking the fourth wall. And it's still Beseder. Even though you're lacking the fourth wall, come before the Hedge of Aran. So if we're correct in understanding of the Rosh, that you need a Migu, but it's Pashut, and the Rif was Mashmit, because it's so Pashut. Why is it so Pashut? Why is it so Pashut? Rava had to tell us that you need a Migu for the Doraisa level, when it's not a good wall Doraisa. And also the Ran gave an example of that, that if one wall, the eastern wall, extends further, so that whole area where it extends further is Doraisa no good. So you need the Sukkah to tell us that it is good. Migu dehabidofen linyan Sukkah, is also going to be a dofen le'inyan Shabbos. And we saw the Rosh argued with that. That's not called a dofen. It's Medinei Schach, not Medinei Dofen. Psali Yotzim and Asukah, like we discussed at length in the previous year. That's when it comes to the third wall. But once we establish, like the Rosh understands, that the third wall needs a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore the Arayis says Peseder, then the Ran is correct. You still need the Migu for the fourth wall. Three walls is no good, but the fourth wall, the three walls are fine. But for the fourth wall, since it's a wall Le'inyan Sukkah, it's also a wall Le'inyan Shabbos. So where did our Migu go? You still need the Migu. So how can the Rosh say in the Rif that no Migu is necessary? We could figure it out on our own. How could you figure it out on your own? Midar Rabbanan, it's not a wall. Midar on Shabbos. And because of Sukkah, it is a wall. So it appears as follows, that we already mentioned earlier that l'chora, this matter, that a migu is matir l'inyan Shabbos, even midrabanan, is very difficult to understand. Because the rabbi said that you require a fourth wall. So you write, migu da havidofen l'inyan sukkah, havidofen l'inyan Shabbos. Say the wall, if it works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. But they're not four walls. They're not four walls, so you're right. It's a wall linyan sukkah, it's a wall linyan Shabbos. But how does it help you for Shabbos? And Shabbos, you need four walls. And that it's not. And the Miri already asked this, Rishem Gedolei Adoros, that if the Migu is effective, even midrabanan, why? Because even if you're a Mechashev, the Tefach, and the Tzuras HaPesach, like a Dofen Gamor, all you have is three walls. So that's a huge Sarachian. So Ayin Sham Baritva, that after he asked like the Kash of the Ran, that since we require a Tzuras HaPesach, we no longer require a Migu. That since we require a Tzuras HaPesach, we no longer require a Migu. And then he writes that even though normally it's Asur L'Taltel, unless you have three full walls and a lechi or a car on the fourth side, the fourth direction, here gabe sukkah, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. Why? Because Talmudai kibay ba'alma tfei migimul mechitzis midrabanan ba'almahu. When we require more than three walls, it's derabanan. V'hacha ukmuha adin Torah, and here we establish it on din Torah. We fall back on the Din Torah. That migu that it's a dofen linyan sukkah, it's also a dofen linyan Shabbos. Wow! So we see in the Ritva, like we saw in the Ran, that you know why you need the migu? You need the migu to be matir tiltul, even to Rabbanan. Right? The Ran asks, you don't need the migu, it's got three good walls. So he says, you know why you need the migu? You need the migu for the Din to Rabbanan, in order to be matir tiltul to Rabbanan. Great. However, in the Ritva we see that it's mutter metatum metaltel is not because it's a migu davi dofen linyan sukkah, it's also a dofen linyan Shabbos. That's it's a derabanan dika dofen linyan Shabbos. No, but rather here ukmuah din Torah. Those are the key words. Din Torah, you need three mechitzas. So we see in the Ritva, it's not shayich to be matir and to be mekayim the takana derabanan al yedei migu. Like the Kashi the Miri. So if you only have three walls. And that it's mutter for a person to carry is because it's Ukumu Adin Torah. We established it Adin Torah. But the Divrei HaRitva is very difficult to understand. Because he's coming to explain the member of Rava. Migu Davei Dofen Sukkah L'Sukkah. It's also going to be a Dofen Linyan Shabbos. It's not a Migu at all. It's because Ukumu Adin Torah. It's not a Migu. You have three good walls Din Torah and Ukumu Adin Torah. So where is the migu? Mazik Ashur the migu. And Mehechi Teisi, we should be Mamed al Din Torah. Where do you get that from? What gives you the right to do that? We have a Din Rabbanan, you need four walls. So you need four walls. How can you say, no, they were Mamed on Din Torah. Fell back on the Din Torah, they only need three walls. Echetesi. So we have to understand this Ritva. So we have to understand the Rush, who says that, yes, you need a Migu in order to be Matir Tiltal, but it's Pashat that you have a Migu. Why is it so Pashat? For that you don't need Rava. Why not? And we also have to understand the Ritva, who says that we have a problem carrying the Rabbanan, but it's cool because Ukumu Adin Torah. First of all, then you don't need the Migu for Ukumu Adin Torah, and Mechitesi to be Mamed Adin Torah. What about the Din de Rabbanan? So that's a Tzarechi, and thus is Unzer Ayar, but that's our Avoda for the next year. I'm very looking forward to working through this with you, because it's Mamish Kishmak. Mamish Kishmak. And it's a big schus to be Mamid Mamik in Yanei Sukkah. And we should be Zoche, please God, Lilmod Ulamed, Lishmor Velasos, Ulakaim is called Divrei Salmut Haraso Biahava. Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, 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 Shalom,